Slutet är kassett nummer 2, 90 minuter, så det fortsätter på intervju med Axel Olsson och Manne Braske. Det är kassett nummer 2, sida nummer 1. So, you stay there 12 years then as a carpenter?
11, I think it was.
Oh, and you liked it there apparently?
Yeah, we liked it. We did all right out there. Well, so we had been in Sweden. Then my wife, she really, she wanted to come up here in Nebraska again. So she wanted, one night when I came home from work, she said, how about setting the house up for sale and take a trip to Sweden? So we did. I had to spend a little money on it, but not, I did it myself. When I bought it, I asked $2,700 for it, but I used them down to $2,200, and I paid $200 down, and $16 a month.
So that was a good deal then?
So, yeah. And then, and I worked there for a long time. For Swedes, mostly Swedes I worked for, or Swedes, the bosses. And we went to Sweden, and after we had been, when he came to Sweden, I know my dad, he didn't like because I hadn't taught the kids Swedish.
Well, you had shy way to Sweden then, or you both of them?
Two of them.
Both of them?
Yeah, one was five, and the boy, girl was five, and the boy was 10. And he didn't like that I hadn't taught him Swedish.
So like your wife now, did you talk Swedish to each other when you met in 1930s?
No.
It was all English?
Yeah. I had been there for 10 years then.
You had no reason to use the Swedish?
No. She can talk Swedish and you know all the Swedish.
But you didn't...
No, I didn't have to. And...
So your dad, he reminded you that you had two Swedish children there and they couldn't speak Swedish?
Right.
You were in trouble?
Yeah.
So what did you say?
Well, I don't know what I say. What could I say? Huh? I couldn't say anything.
Just have to sit down and swallow.
Yeah.
Did they learn any Swedish then? How did they stay about a couple of months?
My boy, he learned Swedish after we told her dad. He spoke Swedish all the time.
Well, her dad?
Yeah, out there on the farm. He married a girl from Sweden. They all spoke Swedish. Uh-huh. So he learned, he knew quite a bit, but he's forgotten it now, I guess. He came back from Sweden. We stayed here on the farm for a while, and then we went out again. I had a car waiting for me here in Nebraska, in Stroudsburg. So we set out for California again. We came out there and didn't have a place to stay, and you know that you couldn't hardly get a place to stay. You couldn't get a place.
Well, there was a rush to California at that time then. Everybody was...
I don't know what it was, because you couldn't get a place to rent or nothing.
They didn't want the kids. That's why.
Oh, I see.
So I...
But she had changed her mind, and your wife, of going or staying here? She went back?
Well, no, I don't know. We both got... I don't know. We didn't know what we wanted.
She didn't want you to be a farmer out in Strasbourg. There's good land, you know, there.
No, I didn't want to do that.
You didn't care about farming?
No.
But you could have started a farm then if you wanted to, though.
Maybe I could have.
You know how to do it.
I didn't know how to do this farming here in this country, because I never worked on the farm here in this country.
Yeah, but you watched your father-in-law, though. He... Worked his farm.
Yeah, well, but you know, it worked different here than doing Sweden.
Did he have broken you in for a while there, a couple of years? Well, he never came out.
What else was it now?
So you went out.
We stayed. We didn't like it being in going to Sweden. We had seen so many pretty places, so we got discussed that in California there's nothing in California that I think is pretty. In the summertime, everything is burned up.
So you discovered after your visit to Sweden?
Yeah. And well, I don't know if I discovered that, but anyway, I...
There was a fact the second time?
Yeah, I... So we went back after... we stayed over the winter. It's because the kids had to get to school. The spring came, we went back to... in 1948. We went back out to Omaha. It took us 5 days to come back again. And we're up here in Keystone. Do you know where Keystone is here? In Omaha?
No, it's a suburb.
Yeah.
Yes.
And...
this on the...
That's a nice place up there.
In the northwest side, isn't it?
Northwest, yeah.
Northwest.
Yeah.
Of Omaha.
Yeah. And about an acre of ground there. Build a house. I had a little money, I guess, then, and wanted to spend it.
Well, you still have money left.
Oh, yeah. Even I had been to Sweden, I had a little money. We paid $2,000 for the lot, for the acre. And
it sounds expensive at that time. There was a good piece of land then.
Yeah. Of course, it's just 50 years ago. No, that's not 50, that's 40, about 40 years ago.
It was an acre.
An acre, yeah, about an acre.
And you were ready to build a house?
I built a house, too.
Yes.
I built it in, we're staying with people, because we put an ad in the paper that we needed a place to stay. And there was a Danish couple, she was Danish, wasn't she? Yeah. That answered our ad. They were going to go on a vacation to Colorado, and they needed somebody to stay in the place. So they took us in. There was down on 27th and Meredith, I think it was, yeah. Just off 27th and I can't think of the... Ames, yeah. You know where Ames are?
Yes.
Yeah. So we stayed there. But they were on vacation. I built my house. I built a house. And I had a roof on and everything. But I hadn't finished the inside. I had the doors on and outside doors on. So we moved in there. Among the tuberfores. And I went to work.
There was a big living room.
Well, it was partitioned off. It was three.
So you didn't have a regular work then during that time?
I didn't want any work. I wanted to build it, to get it up anyway. As soon as I got on the roof, so I could move in there, I looked for work. And the one that built my foundation, he was a Swede too. Carlson was his name. He did work for a contractor with the name of Timmons here in Omaha, and he wanted somebody to run work. As he told me about me, he came out to me. It's a contractor came out to me and asked me about it, if I wanted to go to work for him. And I did. Stayed for him for 10 years as a foreman. Made pretty good money.
Then you finished up your house.
I finished that in my spare time. It took me 4 years to finish it the way I wanted it.
So then you had clear sailing?
Huh?
Then you had clear sailing to stay in Omaha?
Yeah. Then we couldn't move around then.
Because your children were getting bigger then and they went to school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Started to leave home and... So... And here we are now. I don't know if there's anything else to say.
So how did you... So you didn't work in any place then when you have labor problems like factories and different shops and so on, you always worked as a carpenter outside?
Here in this country, yeah, yeah.
And you belong to the union?
Yeah, and like I said, I was lucky too. I had luck with that. I could join the union as a flood-fledged carpenter, which I wasn't at that time.
They didn't check you out either?
Well, I used to have to... make them believe that I was.
Oh, but there was no test to be taken or anything?
No. Not, there was on the union. On the union, if I had worked as an apprentice, if I had joined as an apprentice, I would have had to take a test. Mm-hmm. But this way I joined.
You were like a full-fledged carpenter?
Yeah, because the boss on the job, the contractor, he paid our union dues. And to get in there to join.
So he actually.
I was lucky in a way that way.
So he actually told you to join, wasn't it? The other way around, they didn't
want
you to join.
Right.
Union.
Yeah, because they had trouble. Was that it, we didn't know then at that time.
How was Omaha now in the 30s and 40s? Was it a strong union town in all kinds?
No, it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't.
No.
It was not like Chicago then, for instance. There was no strong union.
Yeah. Yeah, but they busted up during the Depression.
They went to pieces.
Yeah, I couldn't keep up my union dues either.
What happened then? Did you have to join again or?
After the times got better, started building and all that, and I joined the union again. The same unions, I say.
So, was that the last time you visited Sweden with your wife in 1947?
No. I've been there twice after that. I've been there three times back and forth now. No, I...
So your son or your brothers?
I was there when I was 80 years old.
I see.
She, my daughter, you met her down there?
Yes.
And my wife, they went to Sweden in 77. My daughter, she wanted to go to Sweden and meet her cousins there, because she has a lot of cousins there. So I asked her if she wanted mom to go with her, because she can't take no Swede. She can, well, not she can a little. And she did. They won an ad, so they went in 77. I went in 78, took my mother with me. So she'd been there, how many times she'd been there?
Four times. Yeah.
So how has Sweden changed now in your eyes, being leaving it in 1926 and been here in Omaha?
Oh, that changed a lot. But you know, my impression, and I forgot to tell that during the course here now, my impression of this country, coming to this country, riding the train here to Omaha, there was nothing to brag about. I would have gone back the next day if I had money. Because out in the country, they farmed and were rickety. Not painted or nothing, and you see the farms in Sweden, they're painted and everything is nice, but...
So there was a different kind of...
My impression didn't...
Didn't impress you?
Didn't impress me at all.
Oh.
I should have told that long before.
That's a good point, you noticed that. So, here were Swedish organizations now, like Viking and Vasa and the church. You joined the First Covenant Church then?
No. My uncle, he took me down to the Viking Hall here in Omaha.
In the Swedish auditorium?
In the Swedish auditorium, and had me to join the Viking and take out the $1,000 insurance. which was nice. This was right.
Was they in 1940s?
No, they was in 1926.
Well, that early. You joined right away?
Yeah.
$1,000 insurance?
Yeah. Because he had to protect himself in case of I, which was all right. I didn't kick him.
Well, there was your uncle.
Yeah, he's my uncle. Of course, he's dead and gone. Now, both of them are dead and gone.
Could you afford to pay that premium every year, though?
I paid a premium on it for so long, as long as I stayed here in Omaha. But after I got back to Rockford, I stayed there in 4 years. I dropped out. Well, dropped out during the Depression, so I didn't pay. And then I had to join again. I joined the Viking. Not too long ago, but 16 years ago.
I see.
But out of way.
The old insurance, they was gone then.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The.
And 1926, they met down in the Swedish auditorium.
Yeah, they did.
Downtown.
My uncle took me there and had me to join. I had to go through the doctor's examination at that time. Now they don't have to.
Uh-huh. But not until you married and you joined the Covenant Church.
No, I didn't join the Covenant, the Lutheran Church.
Well, the Lutheran Church?
In California, we joined it.
Oh, in Oakland?
Yeah, we joined in Oakland. No, we did. Yeah, sure we did.
Yes, yeah. When we came back here, we joined Augustana.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So there was, your children were born out there then?
Yeah.
How did they like to move back to Nebraska again from California? Did they like it out there, or
well,
old enough to?
They weren't old enough to.
To understand?
No, one of them. He had the boy voice, I guess. If matter, he didn't. He didn't fuss about it. I don't think. He went to school here and went to college, and yes, he didn't. He was good in college, but he. And my daughter, she never did go to college, but she went to high school, and she had done pretty good. She been there for 23 years while she's working now. So
what kind of company is that?
Paper company.
Envelope
company.
Why?
Yeah.
So now Omaha is going to be your last stop?
Well...
You're not going to move the stuff?
I don't think so. They will be moving 6 feet down the ground next time. I don't know if there's anything else to... If you want to tell me, ask me something...
I want to ask your wife now to verify what you have said, if it's right.
Yeah, well, she can do that.
So you, Mrs. Olson, you were born in Strömsburg, Nebraska.
That's right.
And you grew up there on a farm. Was there a special name on this farm?
No. It belonged to my dad's uncle. And he farmed it for a couple of years, and then he moved and got another farm. He always was a farmer.
I see. And he came from Sweden?
Yeah.
And your dad and mother too?
Yeah.
Your dad came from Vienna? And your mother from Markaryd.
Yeah, that's right. She was 18 years old when she came to this country.
And your father, was he a little bit...
He was a little older.
Did I think he was my age?
Yeah, I think he was about 28 or 29.
Oh, I see. So there was a lot of Swedish spoken out in Strömsburg then when they came together. So they met then, your father and mother, out there in
Strömsburg? No, they met when they came from Sweden, they landed in Pennsylvania, in Ludlow and Kane. And there they stayed for about 3 or 4 years.
Did they come together?
No, they met in Ludlow, and then they got married. And then my dad's uncle persuaded him to come to Strömsburg to farm, his farm. That's how come we came back to, they came to Strömsburg.
How long did they stay in Ludlow and Kane area before they moved out here?
I don't remember.
Did he work anything out there?
Yeah, he worked as a plumber.
Plumber?
And my mother, she when she first came to this country, she worked in a laundry, got a dollar a day.
In Ludlow?
Yeah. Hmm.
So he didn't work in any tanneries then?
No.
Well, plenty of them out there, in Sheffield and Ludlow and,
yeah,
and Willcox. So he persuaded them to move to Strunsburg.
Yeah.
So they came here in what year, do you think, to Strunsburg?
1905. Because my two oldest brothers, they were born back in Pennsylvania, and then they came here to Strunsburg. So I think it was about 1905 when they came to Strunsburg.
So they must have come there about 4 or 5 years earlier then, if you had two kids, so your sister,
yeah,
was born out there.
They did. So
they stayed there for a while then. But they came west then to farm.
Yeah.
And he was turning away from the plumbing business and...
And to farming. He wished he had stayed in Pennsylvania because he was doing real good. He had done better there than he did on the farm.
Well, he said that.
Yeah.
So he was a little bit...
Disappointed.
Disappointed, yeah. So how did it turn out then? He took over his uncle's farm or...?
No, he just farmed it, and then he got disgusted because his uncle wasn't fair to him, and so then he rented a farm from somebody else.
Oh. Selected it, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
You heard the expression before?
Yeah.
Then you stay in Strunsburg also, selected the rest.
Yeah.
Why is it like that, you think? Do they expect more of the young people, the older ones, or why does it turn out very often, this situation? You know, they like to have them to do more and put in more hours and work harder. And...
I know it. I don't know why.
But it seems to be their trend.
Yeah.
Well, like your husband, you know, he had to... work an extra day there, the 26th of October. That was the bonus he got.
Yeah.
So, but you were born then on this farm. How big was it?
Just by, I think it was an 80 acre.
80 acre.
It wasn't very big.
But it was enough to take care of a family.
Yeah, you could live on it then.
And there was corn and wheat and,
yeah,
and oat at that time.
Yeah.
Was it a dry place when he came here then? There was no irrigation?
No, there was no irrigation.
It wasn't unheard of?
No.
So, if you look at the farm now today and 80 years ago, there was a different story.
There sure was.
The corn was shorter. And sometimes it didn't even come up, I suppose, in the dry years.
No, there was many times when we didn't even raise anything.
You
mean
it didn't...
No, it just burned up in the summertime because the weather was so hot.
The wind from the south?
Yeah. Oh,
I see. So what did they do then? I mean, go out and put bar bucker.
Well, we had to live on pork and potatoes. I ate so much pork that I got sick and tired of pork.
But well, you're still here.
Yeah.
Then it must have been good to you.
I guess.
So they had salt pork then in the slaughter in the fall, and they lasted until...
Yeah, they'd fix it down so it'd last all summer long.
Oh, in the summertime too?
Yeah.
The pork? No beef?
Yeah, that we used to can that.
You canned beef?
Yeah.
You didn't smoke anything?
Yes, they smoked ham off of the pigs.
So, and
but we never went hungry.
Oh, you always had enough to eat. And you raised your own potatoes?
Yeah.
Oh. Where did you keep the leg of ham now that was roast, smoked? In the oat bin?
They had a little, they had a wash house outside and they'd hang it up there and it was hanging there all winter long.
I see. And there was the smoked ham.
Yeah. But you know, things, it was hard times too, because when I went to school, we all were the same way. We had to wear our brother's overcoats and that. We didn't We were all poor farmers.
So you grew into it.
Yeah. So I know what the Depression was.
You were right into it.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't go to school during the Depression, though. You were all, you were married then, more or less, in the Depression.
Yes, you were.
You know, you were married in the Depression. But you remember it was a tough time.
Yeah.
So, down there in the... You remember the three big brother Johnsons?
Yeah.
There was two of them that froze to death in the blizzard.
Yeah, I know it. They got lost.
They got lost and they found them frozen to death.
Yeah.
Was that during your... after you were born, or was it before your time?
No, it was after I was born, because I remembered it.
You were married then?
Yeah, we were married when that happened.
What? There was an interest then?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So, did they live far from your place, or...?
They lived in Strasburg, I think, those Johnsons did, around Strasburg someplace.
They said they were three heavy fellows. They scaled over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
They must have been husky fellows.
Well, they were.
And they lived on the farm?
I don't know if they lived on a farm or what, but I know they lived around Strasburg.
So talking about blizzards, you remember a lot of cold winters then.
We sure did.
Blowing and drifting.
Walked to school and all them snow drifts that was maybe 4 or 5 feet tall. We walked to school and we had about 2 miles to walk.
There was no school bus picking up?
No.
But there was you went to school every day?
Yeah.
In a one-room schoolhouse?
Yeah.
The teacher now, was she a Swedish background?
No.
American?
Yeah.
And she had to listen to all this Swedish talk?
She had to listen to me talk Swedish.
So you didn't know any English then?
I didn't know any English when I started school, 7 years old. All I knew was Swedish.
Yeah, but how about your classmates? They were in the same fit as...
Yeah, the Swedish ones, they were the same...
Same mold?
Yeah.
Everybody was brought up by Swedish. Did you talk much Swedish after you started school?
Yes, Dad he wouldn't talk English. He talked broken Swedish till he died.
He did?
He wouldn't go completely in English, but Mother did.
So your mother was 17 and they made a difference then?
Yeah.
So in the schoolwork, did your mother help you then when you came home from school?
No, she didn't know how.
So you had to?
We had to struggle for ourselves.
And you were the third in line?
Yeah.
How about your older sister? Was it two brothers?
Two brothers.
Did they help you with the schoolwork?
Yeah. That's where I learned my English was from them.
Well, no. They still use the Swedish as well as the English?
Yeah.
So your father, he put up a fight when it came to English. Did he become a citizen after a while?
Or? No, neither one. Mother wanted to become a citizen, but he didn't.
What was the reason for that, you think?
Well, he took his first papers out and somebody told him that he was a citizen, but he wasn't. He was supposed to take some more papers out. Oh. So.
It was the first intention, though.
Yeah.
So he didn't vote then? He didn't bother about being a Republican or Democrat?
No.
Did he discuss any politics?
Well, he thought he was a Republican. He went and voted, but, you know, that didn't count because he wasn't a citizen.
But he went to vote anyway.
Yeah.
Won the score of the vote. So they were all Republicans out there in Strasburg?
Most of them.
Very few. Who were the Democrats, by the way, now? Were they any Swedes?
Well, the ones that lived in town, they were, but most of the farmers were Republicans.
Some businessmen.
They're Democrats.
Oh. But most of the businessmen are in Strasburg, they were Swedes.
Yeah.
The bakery men and the grocery men.
Yeah.
And you had your own lawyer there and
yeah.
A doctor and dentist.
Yep.
So you were self-sufficient at the bank?
Yeah, we had two banks.
Oh, two banks?
Yeah.
Were they both Swedish?
Yeah, they were Swedish people.
Running it?
Yeah.
So, you have a nice town square there in Strasburg, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. It's It's really nice there now. They've done a lot of work up there. It's really beautiful up there now.
Is it different today? No, they claim to be the Swedish town, the capital of Nebraska. But then you have Warsaw up here, and you have
Stanton.
Stanton, and what's that? Stanton, and then in Iowa.
There's a Stanton in Nebraska.
Is it?
Huh? Oh.
There's in Iowa.
Oh.
And then you have Holdridge.
Yeah.
There's a really Swedish town. But Strömsberg is the one that likes to be the capital for it.
Yeah, Oakland wanted to. Oakland and Warsaw. They wanted to be. They're Swedish towns.
How was it years ago when you were a little girl, for instance, or 15, 16, or 20s? Was it Swedish at that time too, so you can see the difference?
Yeah.
You had decorations in the windows at the Christmas time? And
yeah.
How about festivals now, like Lucia Festival? Do you hear that?
No.
You didn't hear that when you were growing up? How about Midsummer?
No.
No Midsummer festivals? Smell goes border in the church.
Oh yeah, they had that.
And they serve for the public like they do today?
Yeah.
So you belong to the Lutheran Church in Strömsberg?
Salem Lutheran Church in Strömsberg.
Yeah. How about the one out there at the friend's home, or is it called, in Sweet Home, I mean? It's further away though, isn't it?
Yeah, I forget how far it is from Strömsberg.
About 15 miles?
Something like that.
So you didn't go to that one?
No, went to the one in Strömsberg.
So how did they, and there's also a covenant church in Strömsberg.
Yeah.
And a Baptist one.
Yeah.
And there was also a
Methodist.
Methodist, Swedish Methodist.
Yeah.
And then once upon a time they had a seminary there, a Baptist seminary. You remember that? Well, you were too young. That was probably 1905, something like that. You never heard anything about that?
No.
Baptist school?
No.
But that's all history.
Yeah.
You didn't hear anything about it. So, like your family now, were they religious? Active?
Yes, they were.
They were, both of them.
We never missed church.
No? Church every Sunday? You went to Sunday school?
Got confirmed.
In Swedish?
They wanted me to, but I didn't want it because the rest of the girls didn't want to be confirmed in Swedish either. So I didn't want to be.
Oh, so that was in 1919? You were confirmed? No, it
was. I was 15 years old.
15? Yeah, 1919 then.
Yeah.
So at that time, the girls started to rebel against the Swedish. They didn't have any part of it.
No.
How about the boys? Did they take it in the Swedish?
No.
Same there?
None of them.
So what did the pastor say then?
He didn't say anything.
How many confirmants? Were you at the time?
I think I was about, we were about 10 in my class.
So when you went all summer, and did you go during the winter time or?
We had to go to confirmation all winter long, and then that's when we got confirmed.
For Pingstdagen?
Yeah, that's when we got confirmed.
Do you still sing Swedish hymns then at that time when you were confirmed?
Yeah.
In Swedish?
Yeah.
But the test itself was taken in English?
Yeah.
So, but your classmates now being 10 girls there, there was also boys?
Yeah.
Were they able to converse with you in Swedish if they wanted to at that time?
Well, they could, but we didn't want to.
You avoided?
Yeah.
So when your parents talked to you, did you talk back in English then? Or?
Yeah, we talked back in English and they'd talk Swede to us.
So your father now didn't want to ask you to talk in English. He understood what you said though?
Yeah.
But he didn't want to speak it himself?
No.
Yeah, but he got to have, didn't he have to use English sometimes when he went to stores?
Well, his Swedish was mixed with English and Swedish, and everybody got a kick out of listening to him because they got so used to his talk. It was mixed with Swedish and English together.
So he didn't notice it himself then?
No.
And
then when I was 21 years old, I came into Omaha and I worked for families.
Well, before that you helped out on the farm? Or
yeah.
Helped your mother. So how many children were you in?
Six. My youngest sister and I, we had to work out in the fields and that in the summertime.
Well, you were husking corn too then?
Yeah.
How many bushels did you...
Sometimes my brother and I, we would take in maybe 100 bushels a day.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
We thought that was good.
And you had the husking hook then?
Yeah.
This is a light way.
With a wagon and the horses.
How many corn ears was done each start then at that time when you were husking the corn?
I don't remember.
But there was more than one though?
Oh yeah, there were two or three of them.
Well, were they the big ears?
Yeah, they were big ears.
So, and then you let the corn stalks stand there until it... how did they cut it off?
They cut it off and for fodder to feed to the cattle.
I see. Was that... No, there was not there in your time.
No.
There you was loose weight. So
to yeah.
So the cattle used in the wintertime then?
Yeah.
So you have been husking corn?
Yeah. Shocking wheat.
Shocking wheat.
That was terrible in the hot summertime.
Well, it was hotter then. The corn was all right because it was in the fall.
Yeah. But and the wheat was in the summertime when it was hot.
Well, about this time.
Yeah. Had to shock wheat and that stuff and stick you and everything else.
They didn't have any weed killers at that time. There were thistles and...
yeah.
And morning glory and everything mixed in with it.
Yeah.
So you had a combine then, in other words, to bind it together or
yeah.
What do you call it? No, not the combine. You call it the binder?
Binder.
Binder, yeah.
Yeah.
And McCormick or John Deere?
John
Deere, but Deere? McCormick, what was the name of it?
I think that's what it was.
So how many horses did your dad have then on this farm?
Well, he had, I think, about eight of them.
Eight horses?
Yeah.
So there was a team for you too then?
And then we milked about 8 to 10 cows.
And the separator was going in there?
Yeah.
So there was always something to do?
We were taught to work.
So you had your own team of horses too and... out in the field with
my brother.
With your brother?
Yeah.
You worked together as a team?
Yeah.
I see. In the hot sun?
Yeah.
So you were 21 then when you finally left?
Yeah.
You said this is enough?
Yeah.
Well, what was the deciding factor for you to leave?
I didn't want to be on the farm. I thought it was too hard work.
How about your other friends down there? Did they use the same kind of work, I mean, to make a living at, or before they left?
They done the same thing.
Same thing, until they got married?
Yeah.
Were you looking forward to get married to a farmer down there in Sternsburg?
No.
You didn't? But when you went to church on Sunday, there was all the words, there was farmer's voice.
I know it.
So you didn't date the farmer then?
No.
You behaved all the way to Omaha.
Then I found him.
So there was your lucky break.
Yeah.
So you came in here to Omaha to work then as what kind of work?
A maid in a home.
Maid in a home. How was that work though compared to being on the farm?
It was a lot easier.
Was it too easy, so you felt...
Well, it was hard work, but it was still better than on a farm.
You had to do a lot of washing then, or cooking, or...?
Yeah, I done everything.
But the farm work was...
too hard.
Back-breaking.
Yeah.
But wasn't it a free feeling, though, when you were on the farm? You could suit yourself, in other words, the horses go...
Yeah.
But still, you had to... keep many hours out in the sun.
Yeah, sure did.
And in the wintertime, what were you doing then, before you left the farm? You helped mother in the home then to...
Well, we'd We had to, we used to go to school, and when we come home, we had to do our own ironing. We had to iron our own clothes and things like that. We always had to work.
So, but after you went, you were finished with the school and the confirmation, when you were 17, 18, and 19, what were you doing then in the wintertime? You helped your mother then to wash?
Yeah.
There was a lot of baking going on.
Yeah, they baked everything.
They had a lot of bread for the dinner.
Yeah.
Every meal there was bread.
That's right.
So, and on your parents' farm, they used their own wheat.
They used to take the wheat to a mill and have it grind into flour.
It was done, so you had it for a couple of months.
Yeah. At the town that was named Thayer, where they had a mill that would grind the wheat into flour. And Dad would take so much, and then he'd come home maybe with 4 or 5 sacks of flour. And it would last so long.
And there was also always a happy time when you got new fresh flour to work with.
Sure was.
Did they last all the season, I mean, from one year to another? Or was it tough sometimes to have it to last?
No. We never did go hungry. Maybe we didn't have a lot, but we never went hungry.
Do you remember if anybody from Sweden came at that time when you were growing up on the farm? Some new immigrants coming into Strömsburg? Was it too late already?
Well, I think it was too late. There were a lot of them. All the neighbors around us were Swedish people, Swedish farmers.
But no new ones came in?
No.
They did like your husband, and they stayed in Omaha and in the bigger cities. They had enough of the farms.
Yeah.
So this farm, though, your dad bought another farm, you said?
No, he didn't buy it. He just rented it. He just rented the farm.
And how about your brothers? Now, did they become farmers? Or?
One of my brothers, he became a farmer, and the other one, he left and he worked for my uncle in a carbon black factory down in Texas.
How about during the Depression? A lot of farmers left Nebraska at that time.
They sure did.
Did they leave also from the Strömsburg area?
There was some left and they went out to California, but then they got stuck out there because they couldn't find any work out there.
Did they return then again? Or?
They came back.
So there was a tough time.
It was.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
There was the blowing dust there as well as other places.
Yeah.
And it was more open fields than at that time. There was no breaker in between. It was just blowing, blowing, blowing.
But you know, now they you go out in the country, the farmers, they're not living as close together like they used to. They farm 700, 800, 900 acres of land, each farmer, to make a living. They have to do that nowadays.
So many farms in between are gone.
Yeah.
Were there farmers that retired or quit farming or moved out or what?
No, there were a lot of them that was retired.
Detta är kassett nummer 2, det är sida nummer 2. Det är fortsättning på intervjun med fru Anna Hilda Maria Olsson i Omaha, Nebraska. Och det är den 29 juli, 26 juli 1985. So, you saw some very rough years then, even in the 20s was pretty, pretty tough going to be a farmer.
It was.
So you didn't see any incentive to stay on there or even think about making your living out there?
No.
But it's a pretty area though.
I know it.
Out there in the, if you are in the summertime, in the wintertime it's a little bit chilly. Blows a cold wind.
Yeah.
All the way from Saskatchewan. how did you, now you said you were living so close, all the farmers, and they were all Swedes. What did you do now for gatherings outside the church? Did you have a Swedish lodge out there? Or?
No, they, the farmers used to go together on Sundays, and we'd have maybe supper together, and we kids would play our games. And that's the way we entertained ourselves.
And there was a couple of neighbors then?
Yeah.
And then you traded, in other words, traded off. Another week, another farmer had it. And
yeah.
So what kind of games were you playing at that time?
Oh, drop the handkerchief and tag and I forget.
Was you?
Yeah.
Well, that was too hard for the kids to do, though.
Yeah, that was.
But the older people, now, what did they do in the summertime when they came together for picnics? And
they just sat there and visited. They were tired.
No activities on Sunday?
No. They said Sunday was a day of rest.
And then they were talking about the crop and the...
They didn't do like they do now. They never did work on Sundays because they said that was a Sabbath day, so you're supposed to rest.
And all observed that...
They observed that day. They didn't work like they do now. Now they're at work on Sundays or any time.
There's no schedule at all now?
No.
So how about the pastor now? Was he close to the families? Did he come out to some of the...
Yeah, they used to come out and visit a person.
When he was sick or even when he was...
Yeah.
Sick? Healthy too.
Yeah.
He was out asking for more money to the church.
No.
Who take care of the fundraising now for the church, for instance? Was that the deacons or the trustees? Or?
Deacons and that, but you know, we after we got confirmed, we gave $12 a year for a membership.
As a family?
No, each one of us. We gave $12 each one of us for a year.
Even you as a girl?
After we were confirmed. That's not wasn't very much, $12 a year.
It was a lot of money to make the extra, though.
I know it.
How much did your dad pay you for husking 100 bushels of corn?
He told my brother and I that if we could go out and husk 100 bushels of corn in a day, he would give us $30. And boy, we thought that was something. So we sure stuck with it too, and we did make 100 bushels.
And he paid you $30?
Yeah.
And $12 went to the pastor. Only $3 left for yourself. What do you think then?
Not very much.
So, but there were no organizations then outside the church in Strömsburg?
Not that I... No.
You don't remember that?
No, they didn't have that.
No. How about insurance now? Like your husband said that he joined the Vikings in 1926 for the... insurance policy, I thought.
Well, they had insurance, the Lutheran Brotherhood.
That your parents could join and even you could join?
Yeah.
Did you join that?
No.
Did most of the people join it, or what do you think?
Not too many.
There was an extra outlay they couldn't afford?
They couldn't afford it.
They took a chance on it?
Yeah.
So what happened if something happened to a person out there, if you get sick, the broken leg, or... Who paid for it?
The farmers owed the doctors money. The doctors, there was some doctors went broke. They didn't have anything. The farmers couldn't pay them.
So the farmer, he broke not only his own leg, he also broke the doctor. So he was in bad shape.
Yeah.
Same thing with the dentist. But I suppose the people, they didn't go too often to the doctor.
No.
It was only when they were really...
really sick.
We need for it.
No.
So, what were the home remedies now? Was the Curacao or any kind of horse?
When we used to have a cold, my mother used to fry onions and she'd put it on flannel cloth and put it on our chest just as hot as it could be. That was to break the cold.
Even on children?
Yeah, on us kids.
And it did break it?
Yeah. And we took some kind of liniment, Watkins liniment, in water for when we had a cold or if we had a stomach ache. And that helped us. You didn't go to the doctors like you do here now.
No yearly checkup?
No.
Did you, do you remember if you went to the doctor at any time when you were growing up?
Yeah, no. I'm just a dentist. Dad used to pull my teeth. He used to pull our teeth. He used to put a string around and with our baby teeth and then pull them out.
Well, you're dead?
Yeah.
But there are other teeth now. Did you go to a dentist to
decay
and...
Yeah.
Well, they did do that.
Yeah.
So, how about hairdressers? Did you go to a hairdresser when you were younger?
No.
It was not the custom at the time.
We had long hair and we have it in a pony, bun or a bun or something in the back of our head.
All the girls had it like that?
Yeah.
So there was no curls in the hair then?
No.
When you were going to a party?
You braid your hair and then it got curly.
Different. And there was no makeup and lipstick and...
No.
There was unheard of.
They didn't even have it then. That eyeshadow and everything that they use now.
But you certainly needed eyeshadow to adjust the corner of 96 degrees.
Yeah.
Or shock in the wheat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Shock in the wheat, that was the worst.
That was the worst time of the year.
Yeah.
What about the haying now? What kind of arrangement did you make? They didn't bale the hay as they do today. They hayed.
They baled the hay.
In your time too? They baled the hay?
No, they didn't when I was growing up. It was just loose. And they were just loose without being baled.
Wasn't there a miserable job though in the...
Yeah.
It was also in the heat.
Well, I know it.
It was hot. But the... Over the years that you remember, the summers were very good and warm then. They didn't ruin the crop in anything, in any way.
No, there was a lot of summers where we raised the good crops.
So there was always a cry for rain?
Yeah.
Nobody said it rained too much in the summer. How about grasshoppers? Do you remember any?
Yeah. Grasshoppers and potato bugs, well, we used to have to go and pick. They didn't use all that kind of stuff to kill the bugs. We had to go out there and pick off all the potato bugs that...
By hand?
By hand.
And you put them in the oil or something?
Yeah, I was to kill them.
The kerosene?
Yeah.
So... There was a different harvest.
That sure was.
But they didn't show up every year, though.
No. Dad used to raise potatoes. He'd have a whole wagon load of potatoes, and that would last us from when we harvested till the next summer when we had new potatoes. That was the way you had to do, and just the same thing with pork. They used to butcher in the winter time and salt it down and smoke it. There was one farmer had a smokehouse and he used to smoke it for people. And then the beef, we always canned that. It was good.
So like you said, we never went hungry.
No.
Always had something to eat.
And then during thrashing time, there we had all those men to cook for.
They
thrashed the wheat.
10, 12 men?
Oh, sometimes maybe 18 men.
Well, they were hauling it in by horse?
Yeah.
Right from the shops? Out in the field?
Yeah.
And how long did they last, the thrashing? A couple of days? A
couple of days for each farmer.
And then they pour the...
Then they'd go to somebody else and thrash.
So your dad, and did he save that grain, or did he sell it most of it immediately after threshing?
He saved it, and then just sold it the way he wanted them. He didn't sell it right away.
He kept it then for a while?
Yeah.
Was it mostly wheat then, or corn, or...?
Well, they raised oats and wheat and corn.
No soybean?
No. And I never heard of soybeans when I was growing up.
What about sunflowers?
I never heard of that either.
Well, they still don't have sunflowers down in your part.
Yeah, I read in the paper that up there are some farmers raising some sunflowers. And he sells the seeds.
Yeah, they got them more north in South Dakota.
Yeah, up in Minnesota they have it too.
So, did you travel far when you were on the farm? I mean, you went to Omaha, I suppose. That was the biggest town.
Yeah.
How about Lincoln?
Yeah, once in a while.
Once in a while. And how about west? How far west did you go before you were 20 years of age?
Not any further than Sweet Home.
Sweet Home. It was the end of the trail.
Yeah. And then there was another town we used to go fishing, and that was where they had this flour mill, and that was named Thayer. That's all further we went. Oh, we went to York.
How about Malmo?
No, I never heard of that before I come to Omaha.
You never heard of it? It was completely unknown. There's a Swedish town too, you know.
I know it.
Swedish bank and churches. So you didn't go there?
No.
So, is there something that particularly you remember from that time? They always talk about hard and tough times, of course, and you probably went through it, working on the farm both inside and out. But when you look back, how do you look at it? I mean, was it a miserable job or?
No, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought there was something we had to do. We never questioned. We never complained that it was hard work. We just decided that we had to help.
Did you ask your mother sometimes to change the ideas that she had to do things like washing and?
Yeah.
What did she say then?
Well, she let us do it.
Well, you could do that?
Yeah.
If it was a better way?
Yeah. Well,
how about your father? Did you tell him to change his ideas of running the farm at any time?
No.
How about your brothers? Did they?
They didn't either.
They just did it the way they were?
They just done it the way Dad did.
So it... And none of your grandparents came over here to
no.
In this country. And you went back to Sweden in 1947.
Yeah.
It was the first time. And your mother, she never returned to Sweden.
No. And my dad never did either. They never.
They still living in 1947.
Yeah.
What did they tell you then when you visited Sweden? Did they ask you to look at certain things and bring back some?
My mother, she wanted me to go to, that we should go to Markaryd where she was from, and we hunted that town up. And then we brought some things back to them.
Did she have any sisters and brothers there in Markaryd?
She had a brother there, but he died when he was 50 years old, and he had 5 children, and they're still living. Oh, she had three brothers that came to America, and a sister, and then the one brother, he stayed in Sweden.
So what did they ask you now when you came back after visiting Sweden?
Oh, they wanted to know all about it.
They didn't want to go along with you?
No.
They thought they were too old or?
Well, they didn't have the money. We just had enough for our own trip.
So you were happy you didn't become a farmer then in Sternsburg?
No.
You picked the right man. And it was a Swede.
Yeah.
What did your parents say then when you came home with the... What did your parents say then when you came home with oxen?
Oh, they were just thrilled because I was the only one that picked a Swede. The rest of them married German. They were from, their parents were from Germany.
Well, there's a German band on there, isn't it, of people?
Yeah, there is.
To the west of Stonesbury, isn't it? Or is it south of it?
Crete, I think the name is.
They're Germans.
Yeah.
But they were Lutherans, though they were Girls.
Yeah.
So they was not too bad anyway, they were.
No.
So your father, now, didn't he ask Axel to become to inherit his farming tools and implements and
no.
reapers and binders?
No.
No takers?
No.
You have had enough?
Yeah.
And he worked on the farm too in Sweden, and he thought there was...
that was enough.
One man.
Yeah.